What can bring back the dead, make us cry, make us laugh, make us young, born in an instant, yet last a lifetime? I need some new chapstick. Like, literally, all the chapstick in my house is about out, and I like to chap, or the moisture, whatever the fuck chapstick does to your lips, it unchaps them. Before I do a podcast, before I go to bed, like, I need to go to Walmart and get some chapstick. Unfortunately, I'm going to the gym here soon, which is up by Walmart, so I'll be able to get some chapstick. What an unconventional opening. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Brennan Trekengoss, the host of Shrek Attack. And first off, that was a riddle. Before the theme song, the riddle that put the number 2 in the loss column to my escape room success rate. I have a number that I honestly don't know. I lost track. So I've escaped so many rooms, but that was the second one I did not escape, and it's because of that riddle. It came down to one more key, and that, like, first off, we couldn't find the riddle, and that riddle came up, and it was not with the theme of the escape room, and also, the rest of the escape room was puzzles, so we were in a puzzle mindset, and it slaps us with a riddle. We had like 2 minutes left, couldn't figure it out, final key, and that's what put the 2 in my last column. So if you want to know the answer to the riddle, you will have to tune in next week to Shrek Attack. Yeah, that's right, that's how I get you to come back. However, do guess your answer, unless your name is Jarek or Melissa, because they were with me. Do guess your answer in the comments on Spotify, or find one of my social medias and just comment on whatever post what you think the answer is to the riddle before my theme song. Along with that, I have to catch up on some comments real quick, because I just mentioned them, and if I don't, like, read them, like, what's the point in people leaving the comments, because I'm not acknowledging them? Unless I ever get to the point where, like, there are just too many comments to acknowledge, and I'll have to have, like, a comment episode. That'd be pretty cool. Make that happen. So, both of them are from Chris. Chris, I apologize, I did not get to these sooner. The first one was back to the episode of Meandering with Mitch. Great episode. If you haven't listened to it, go back, check it out. Mitch is a very interesting man, is doing a lot right now. I discovered that, you know, we aren't using our college degrees how we would like, and now we are rediscovering what we want to do with life. So, you know, it's very relatable, I feel, to a lot of people. Go check it out. It's also my longest episode. And the question was, what are your passions? He says, first off, if you change your theme song, I riot. Listen, the theme song's here to stay. Too many people like it. I can never get rid of it, even throughout the season changes that are coming up, which I may announce at the end of this episode, give you a reason to stick around, when I'm going to take my season one break. You know what? Yeah, I'll do that, because it's been in my head for like a month now. I know when I'm doing it, when I'm planning on it. I don't know how long it will be. I know the maximum amount of length. We'll go into that later. Number 2, movies. Duh. Well, he is overrated. You know, movies are kind of a shtick. And number 3, he says, great episode. And oh, thank you. That means so much. Then he also left an episode on the FU Netflix, where I went on my Netflix rant. Deservingly so. They deserve it so much. He said, let there be rants! There were a lot of S's. So, there will be more rants. There will be. It's my shtick. I am an angry man, apparently. Do I sound different? I got a new microphone stand. I can no longer see the screen through it with the way I am operating. I don't know if I sound good or bad. I should probably go back and listen to this real quick before I do an entire episode through this. However, there will be more rants, absolutely, for sure, no doubt. I think there's more I wanted to talk about today, but I kind of just want to get to the point of this episode, because it's going to be a mock draft episode. The regular NFL draft is next week. I've been trying to avoid time-themed episodes where it really only makes sense to listen to it in the amount of time that there is in the week between. However, I feel like this is something very on brand for me. I will say that my mock draft is going to probably sound very fucking stupid to most people because I don't really pay attention to college football. And once we get here, I don't know much on what I'm talking about, so I'm just going with what seems logical in my head. I don't know who's rising, I don't know who's falling, I know certain things, but not a lot. So we'll get into my mock draft here, and I think I've covered everything. I apologize if I haven't. I'm in a time-restricted day, as per usual. Next week, my life clears up a lot. I'm not just... I work my normal hours, which is not a lot. I might get into a little extra things next week. Might get into a little, you know, trying to free up my life a little. I was told recently to just quit my job. So, I mean, that's what I'm going to do. Not really. Anyway, on with the mock draft. Let me disappoint you right away. I did not do any trades in this mock draft. That's just too much effort for me for a college system that I didn't do enough research on. Sometimes I do prepare a little bit, like I am ready for the draft. This year, I'm just not ready at all. So we're just going to get into it. Number one overall, the Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams. I don't think I need to explain this at all. It's been set in stone for, I don't know, ever since they traded away Justin Fields to the Steelers. And a lot of people want to know, you know, while I'm at this, how do I feel about the Justin Fields trade to the Steelers along with, you know, Russell Wilson? I thought Russell Wilson was a great move because the Broncos are paying for him to play for you. However, I am disappointed that Justin Fields left the Bears. I am a Lions fan. Could he develop? Maybe, but I am disappointed he left the Bears as a Lions fan. I know he beat us the last time we played, but it was kind of a team thing. It was not him. The Lions do struggle with running quarterbacks, but I've never really had to worry about him passing on us. He's just, unless DJ Moore performed miracles, which he did a lot somehow, Justin Fields is not special. Sorry. Number two, we have another quarterback. It's Drake May going to the Washington Commanders, whose football, their team was better whenever they were the football team. It was a great name. I wish the Lions would go to the Detroit football team. I just think it's very solid. Or even better, like it would have been better if the gimmick was that the Washington football team stayed the football team, and then, you know, their baseball team became the Washington baseball team, their basketball team became the Washington basketball team. Just make it a full gimmick. That would have been great. Drake May is the selection there. They got rid of Sam Howell, so I believe they just need a quarterback, and he is the next best on the board, according to PFF. Then, at number three, this is where I made a major reach for the Patriots. I believe they are a trade-down candidate that they should trade down, unless they want Marvin Harrison Jr., and I had them taking J.J. McCarthy. I can just see the Patriots, for some reason, being in love with him, and he goes way too soon. Up next, for the Cardinals, many people are saying another quarterback here. Why? They have Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is a good quarterback. I know that a lot of people don't believe that because he's very short for a quarterback, but have you watched him play? Have you sat down and watched Kyler Murray play? Or have you just been unaware that he's on a dumpster fire team and was injured? Now, as a smaller quarterback, that could be a risk. You know, he is more injury prone. As a running quarterback, it's more of a risk. He is injury prone, but he got injured once in his however many years now. He was worth the first round pick, the first overall pick, in my opinion, even though I like the quarterback he took the place of, and he's not going anywhere. They're taking Marvin Harrison Jr., get him a weapon. They just trade away Hollywood Brown, so he is a weapon down. Get Marvin Harrison Jr., the best wide receiver prospect in a very long time. And then up next to the Chargers, I have them taking Malik Nabers, who is probably the second best wide receiver prospect in a very long time. They just lost all their receivers, I believe. Justin Herbert cannot do this alone. Get him a weapon. Malik Nabers is my pick for the Chargers. Up next is the New York Giants. And I know what you might be thinking. I know what a lot of people are thinking. Quarterback. But you gotta remember, they are paying Daniel Jones a lot of money, and he just had a press conference with his huge-ass bug eyes and Adderall-riddled brain, And I believe that the Giants are sticking with him for whatever reason, because he was injured last year and he didn't really have a chance to play on his contract. He has never really had an offensive line or weapons. So here I go with the top offensive line choice, according to PFF, Joe Ault, Notre Dame. And he's going to help protect Daniel Jones, which he has never had in his entire career. Protection. Wrap it up, Daniel. The number 8 overall pick for the Tennessee Titans is Rome Odunze. He's a wide receiver for Washington. And that should tell you that I don't know how to say his name. I don't know much about him. He was the next highest ranked receiver. And I know that is what the Titans need. They need a new weapon for their young male coffee drinking quarterback. I don't think I need to say anything more about that. This next one is going to be a Falcons pick. Number 9 overall, they go with Brock Bowers. I know what you're thinking. Brandon, they have Kyle Pitts. They have a tight end. Yeah. And they fired, you know, their coach, who is now the offensive coordinator of the Steelers. And everything's lining up. They have a new quarterback who allegedly likes Kyle Pitts. Until I see it, I won't believe it. And it's the Falcons. They have a history of... I mean, they just had a 1,000-yard halfback, and then they went and got another halfback. Like, why? Maybe they just want to run with two tight ends. And Brock Bowers is disgusting. Brock Bowers is somebody I would want the Lions to take if they didn't have Sam Laporta. I think this is going to be a great tight end combination between Kyle Pitts and Brock Bowers, and Brock Bowers might actually just, you know, make Kyle Pitts leave town. And Kyle Pitts might need a new start. We'll see how it goes in the future. So, Tennessee Fuega is my next pick for the Bears. They got a shiny new quarterback, and they need to protect him. A lot of people are putting a wide receiver to pair with him. He already has DJ Moore. He already has Cole Kmet, and he just recently acquired Keenan Allen. He has his weapons. He needs protection. Once again, Caleb Williams, wrap it up. I'll stop that joke. That joke probably wasn't funny the first time. Why do I keep doing it? Up next, we have... these names don't get any easier. For the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers got hurt last year in, like, 4 plays because his offensive line did not exist. So we're getting him an offensive line. We're getting him a tackle. Olamuyiwa Fashanu. I'm not saying that a second time. I just won't do it. Tackle out of Penn State. He was the next top-rated tackle. And he's going to the Jets to protect Aaron Rodgers because they have a good investment on him. I think the Jets have a good chance of taking that division if Rodgers stays healthy. A lot of people say Rodgers is overrated and old. And, I mean, incredibly fair. But they mostly say that because of his conspiracies, which also incredibly fair. Whenever he plays football, though, he is a baller. He's really good. And get him the protection. Do not make the joke. Up next, we do have a quarterback for the Vikings, and Jaden Daniels is a quarterback I can see somebody trading up for. Realistically, I think the Patriots trade back to maybe the Titans or the Chargers, who want to jump the Cardinals for Marvin Harrison Jr. And that puts them in the 5-7 range, and then they take Jaden Daniels, is what I see happening, and then J.J. McCarthy doesn't go till like towards the end of the first round or maybe beginning of the second round. However, I'm not doing trades, so this is how things like fell together. And Sam Darnold has proven that he's not going to be a quarterback for more than a year. So why not just get Jaden Daniels? Him and Sam Darnold can have a competition. And then the Vikings are kind of okay at QB for a couple years, I guess, until they give up on him, unless he is really good. I know nothing about Jaden Daniels. And why not another... Alright, so the Broncos are up next, and the Broncos have a history of picking quarterbacks that do not work out for them, and I don't think this is going to change at all here, as I have them taking Michael Penix Jr., that's right, a 5th quarterback in the first round, also the last one I have taken. Spoilers, that's right, Bo Nix does not get taken in the first round, I have him dropping out. So I don't think Michael Penix is going to be a good option. I know I said I don't pay attention to college a lot, but he is somebody I've seen tape on. I'm just not impressed with his arm. Like, his accuracy is good, but I don't know if he has the zip to the ball, at least in what I've seen, to hit those tight NFL windows. And I know I'm somebody who's never played football, but I've watched plenty of it to understand how it works. Whenever I only saw two of his games, but in neither of them, like, his placement was impressive, but his zip just did not show on the tape that I've seen. Up next, we have a cornerback, number 13 overall to the Raiders, Quinion Mitchell. I think the Raiders just need help in a lot of areas. I think they're going to go with their young quarterback, AOC, and then they're just going to build up a defense and then take it from there, maybe. If you're the Raiders, what do you do? You know, they have a lot of holes. They have a young quarterback, though, that was playing decent, and he was playing real well with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams wants to stay, and I think a lot of that is because of AOC. I might sound like I'm not spending a lot of time on these people, but I kind of want to sit through this because I don't understand college a lot. And this is just kind of, the way you can look at this is, if I was in the shoes of the general manager or coach, this is the position I would take. I don't know if it's the best prospect per se. I also really just want to play the show. And up next we have the Saints, and I think they want to stick with Derek Carr because they are paying him, and therefore you get him a tackle to maybe help him out, although I do think Derek Carr is just not a good quarterback. And Troy Fatanu is going to be the pick. I'll leave all those pronunciations in. I'm sure none of them are right. And he is out of Washington once again. Up next, we're going to have a couple of Alabama guys coming off the board. The first two of the draft, which is shocking, because Alabama normally takes over drafts these days. For the Colts at number 15, we have Terrion Arnold going over his teammate, Kool-Aid McKinstry. And then at 16 to the Seahawks, we have Dallas Turner, edge rusher. So corner and edge coming up next. Just the Colts are pretty set. They just need wide receivers and cornerbacks. I decided that in the spot, the corner looked better than the next wide receiver up. So I went corner. And then the Seahawks, just, they love their edge rushers. They need an edge rusher. Dallas Turner was there. I wanted to keep Dallas Turner on the board for a certain gimmick, but I couldn't drop him any further. He was going way higher than what I had him already. So I had him fall significantly just on my own. I couldn't, like, the gimmick is that I wanted him to go to the Eagles because they take all the fucking Alabama linemen or defensive linemen, and it's just not gonna fit. It won't fit. Up next we have Jacksonville. A lot of people were saying Trevor Lawrence is a bust at this point. If you look at the tape last year, I don't know if anybody has as many near misses as Trevor Lawrence and his receivers. And a lot of that is because Trevor Lawrence is under constant pressure, getting the ball out quicker than he needs to because of all the pressure. Like, he just doesn't have the time to scan the field in the pocket. And then, of course, you know, he had the most inconsistent cast of receivers I ever saw in my life. Let's get him a center. Let's start off with a center. And I'm mostly picking this guy because of his name. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon. Up next, we have the Bengals. And, you know, Joe Burrow has also never really had an offensive line in his life, much like Daniel Jones. But Joe Burrow is also a lot better than Daniel Jones. However, I would drop Joe Burrow a tier in my QB tier list if I were to go back to it. And I'm going to go back to it before the football season starts. Maybe, like, during the first week. We'll find out. That's way later. That's season two of the podcast, baby. However, let's just get to the pick. It's Alabama tackle J.C. Latham. We're getting Joe Burrow some production that he desperately probably wants. He's been injured a lot because he's just not protected. Then we have LA Rams next. I'm going to go with a defensive interior lineman because, you know, Aaron Donald quit. The GOAT quit. So he's going to be replaced with Jerzon Newton. What do I know about him? Absolutely nothing, except for he is a defensive interior lineman who hopefully will help take place of Aaron Donald. Why did I put an A in there? Sam has a brother now. It's Aaron. It's Aaron Darnold. No, it's Aaron Donald. AD, the man. I have the Steelers taking. They just got rid of one of their receivers. They have, you know, three new quarterbacks. And I thought about going offensive line here to help protect Russell or Justin or Kyle Allen, whoever they decide to throw out there on the field to get their 9-8 record. But instead, I went with the wide receiver, which I'm sure will make George Pickens thrilled since he seems to get along with other wide receivers. Don't shoot the messenger. Okay. All right, so we're going with LSU, Brian Thomas Jr. Up next, we have the Miami Dolphins. Now, I will fully admit that this is a troll pick, and this is because Mike McDaniel is very much like, oh, that boy fast. That car, he has that car fast brain. Those of you who listen to my podcast with the Clinically Average podcast will understand what we're saying there. Some people overthink like us. Other people are just like, oh, that car fast. They don't want to know why the car is going fast, just that car is so fast. And this kid is so fast. Xavier Worthy going to the Dolphins. Do they need another receiver? Absolutely not. Can Mike McDaniel resist speed? I don't think so. Like, he traded for Chase Claypool because, and I quote, he's fast. It's cool. That's a real quote. You can look that up. The Eagles, I end up having take Leiatu Latu. These names don't get easier. Actually, some they do get easier from here on out. But he has the last difficult name to say. UCLA edge rusher. This is why I wanted to keep Dallas Turner in there, because I want them taking an edge rusher. I think edge rusher or interior lineman is just their, like, defensive lineman is just their gimmick at this point in the first round. So I'm sticking to the gimmick, but I couldn't keep Dallas Turner on the board longer. If I could, this is where he would go. I would not be at all surprised if if the Eagles trade up for Dallas Turner. Vikings are back on the clock. They need defensive line help, so I got a defensive interior lineman, Byron Murphy II from Texas. I don't know anything about him. Just I know that's what they need, and he's a player that was suggested there, so I went with it. Then we have the Dallas Cowboys, who are going all in. World's most powerful comma, my ass. A quote by Skip Bayless. Not me. The Dallas Cowboys claim they're going all in this offseason. They've done next to nothing, and Skip Bayless, who is a Cowboys fan, put up a tweet saying all in, comma, my ass. That comma does a lot of work. So I was like, how can I stick to this gimmick? What will upset Cowboys fans? What is not flashy? And then I went with the Duke tackle, Graham Barton. Not flashy at all. Does it help? Probably. But I think that will also upset Cowboys fans, which kind of brings me a little bit of joy, because the Cowboys fans like to shit on Lions, and I don't like the Lions and the Lions fans, and I don't like that as a Lions fan, so fuck them. Then we have the Green Bay Packers. Really need a safety. There's one safety at the board around this ranking. Literally, there's one safety like in the first round ranking, and he's not really like anywhere in the first round. He's at the bottom of the first round, beginning of the second round. I don't remember his exact ranking. He was lower in this, though. Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota. I believe that is what, yeah, Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota. Wow, all the names are there. I don't just have to be guessing the logo, which I mean, I know the logos decently, but hey, the names are there, and I've got them all right so far. Doing great. Doing fantastic. Why am I even here? Anyway, Packers need a safety. He's the safety there, so that's who we put there. Up next, we have the Bucks. Now, the Bucks are in Florida. Jared Verse is from Florida State. He's an edge rusher from there. The Bucks need an edge rusher. I thought it made sense. It all came together. Now, this next one hurts me as a Lions fan who needs a cornerback, and this cornerback has one of the coolest names. Like, I'd probably get his fucking jersey just for his cool ass name. Kool-Aid McKinstry going to the Cardinals. The corners are dropping for some reason, according to PFF. Like, this is not just me dropping them for the sake of the Lions need one, and it conveniently keeps them there. PFF has them dropping way below their value. Kool-Aid McKinstry going to the Cardinals just seems to make sense because they lost Hollywood Brown and they just need a new cool name to fit in there, and they also need a cornerback. Yeah, I have solid logic here. I have very solid logic. He's also a good player. I want him on the Lions. He's one of the players I've like watched film on. I'm not going to be upset with who the Lions get. After this next pick, though, Josh Allen, you know it, needs protection. He also needs a weapon because Stephon Diggs is out. But I did not see a wide receiver. Actually, there was one wide receiver I considered. But then I saw a tackle from Georgia. And I was like, tackles from Georgia are normally pretty good, right? Georgia is a pretty solid football program. And ironically, the wide receiver is also from Georgia. But I kept him in the first round just going to a different team that we're all going to hate. Unless you are a fan of that team. And I think that is a spoiler for the number 32 pick. So, but here we have Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia, help protect Josh Allen, have him run around a little bit less. I think whenever he's running around, it's fun to watch, and he can definitely do it, but that makes him make more mistakes. I think you can trot Josh Allen out with a very average receiving core. He doesn't need anybody special. But I think if you keep him in the pocket, keep him focused, that will help him a lot under pressure. Then we have the Detroit Lions. The one we've all been waiting for. We're all Lions fans here. If you listen to this podcast, welcome onto the bandwagon. That's right. I'm officially just ordaining you all. Is that the proper verb? I don't know. I'm bringing you all in as Lions fans. Welcome to the fandom. Welcome to misery. We're taking a cornerback out of Iowa, Cooper DeJean is how I'm going to keep it pronounced. I don't know how to say it. I just know I've watched film and I love him, which may be why I dropped him a little bit further than Kool-Aid McKinstry. It may have been bias. I'm sorry. I want him here. And if I don't get him, and I don't get Kool-Aid, this next guy's who I want. And he's not a corner. But he's also got a cool name. And my friend, who is a Ravens fan, shout to Chad, who probably never listens, said he wants whoever the Lions don't get between Kool-Aid and Chop Robinson. Chop Robinson is going to be my pick for number 30 overall for the Ravens out of Penn State. Number 31, we're almost there. It's only going to be a first round draft. I don't know enough about the first round, let alone the next fucking six after that. There are 7 rounds total. And then there's like undrafted free agents and shit, you know. We would just be here forever with me babbling on about nothing, which is pretty much what I specialize in. I babble on about nothing very well, I believe. Number 31, we have the San Francisco 49ers. Now, as of this recording, Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er. If Brandon Ayuk gets traded before the draft, I believe this changes to a wide receiver. The wide receiver I have going next, actually, is who I believe it changes to. As for now, though, they still have Brandon Ayuk. He has not been traded to the Steelers yet. And also, if that trade goes through, obviously the Steelers are not taking a fucking wide receiver. They're taking an offensive lineman. Everything will shift if that trade happens within the next week. Hopefully it doesn't. And hopefully it certainly does not happen before I release this episode very early in the morning here. The reason I'm doing this I'm recording on Thursday is because I'm getting paid to go to SmackDown tomorrow. I didn't want to talk about wrestling, though, because I think wrestling is in a boring place right now, even though it's arguably the most exciting it's been since 2021. However, it hasn't, like, drawn me back in yet, so if I think it's boring right now, I don't expect, like, average people to think it's fun. So, Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson, is the pick for the San Francisco 49ers. And then number 32, I've hinted at it a lot, wide receiver out of Georgia, Ladd McConkey. And I'm not going to lie, he may be there because I wanted to say his name was Ladd. Like, that's a great name. Solid. 10 out of 10. Good job, parents. Good job, parents, naming your child Ladd. Two Ds. You could call him Double D, like Ed, Ed and Eddie. Yeah. Ladd, Double D, McConkey. We're all going to hate it because he plays for the Chiefs, so he's probably going to be good. Like, even their bad receivers are good somehow. Even whenever they drop like 20 passes, they fucking score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Makes no sense. We are in hell right now. Patrick Mahomes is the new Thanos. the Chiefs are going to get themselves a weapon. Hopefully, you know, it works out for the lad, but actually, hopefully not. Sorry, Nami, if you listen. I'm so tired of the Chiefs winning. It is the Lions' time. That's what I'm going to tell myself. I don't have a lot of hope behind this, but that's what I'm going to tell myself. That's it for the mock draft. I feel like there's something else I wanted to talk about. Let me know how you feel about the new setup, how I sound, if I sound different, if I sound the same, if I sound better, if I sound worse, because if I sound worse, I'm going to be very upset because I actually invested into the podcast. I recorded on Audacity. I think what I'm going to do is record on Audacity for like my solo ones, and if I have guests, I'll record on the new thing. Until I go to video, if I go to video, I don't know if I plan on going to video. I will say, this new setup is probably great for sound. I think I sound better. Like I said, let me know what you think. But it's going to be terrible for video unless I move my camera somewhere, because currently I can't see my camera, I can't see my screen. I'm pretty much guessing on where everything is. I have two screens, so I have everything I need to read on my left screen. And on my right screen, it's just, I hope it's recording. It is. I can see it moving whenever I move my head around. The camera is right behind the mic, though, and that's not going to work. I'll have to move my camera to the other screen, sit awkwardly. We'll figure it out in the future when we get there. I did say I would announce whenever I'm ending season one of the podcast. Season one is ending at the end of May. June is going to be my month off. Currently, I am planning a month off. I'm not going to go over a month. I might take less than a month. We'll see how long it takes me to set up everything I want to set up, everything I want to play with. It's not really a month off, as I am saying. It's like a month to experiment with shit without the pressure to get an episode out while I'm doing that. I'm not saying I'm under a lot of pressure here, but I have been rather busy, and it would be nice to just focus on improving the podcast instead of just like running my ADHD brain fucking wild, which I do enough without putting too much on my plate. I'm really good at putting too much on my plate. Remember, take your guess at that riddle that was before the theme song in the comment section, unless your name is Jarek or Melissa, because they were there with me. They also have new L's under their loss column. We're doing a new escape room at the end of the month. We're going to make up for it. It's going to be pretty cool because it's a 21 plus escape room and a speakeasy, and there will be adult beverages, so pretty excited for that. Obviously, I'll let you know how we do with that after it happens. So get your guesses in. Next week I will announce the answer. Tune in next week for that. And I believe that is all I have to say. Follow me on, you know, the social medias at the Real B Shrek on anything that I have. If it's not there, I don't have it. At Shrek Attack on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I liked putting new stuff there occasionally. Like whenever I announced that I got this new mic stand and pop filter. Yeah, that's where that goes. Behind the scenes, pretty much. Behind the scenes on those for the Shrek Attack social media account. Hit the fucking music. I'm talking too much. Yeah. The mic is above my head now. I just want to see how it sounds for whenever I'm gaming later. I'm also shaking the table a lot. You know, everything's fine.